happy, happy Monday. Matt, it's your lucky day. My goodness, you have just arrived at the number one rated self-improvement show in the Philippines. That's right. And number three in Saudi Arabia. That's right. I don't know what we are in New York or LA, but it's pretty high. It's just not that. So anyway, good to have you here today. Thanks for stopping by. Who knew? Who knew? So today we're going to give you some information. I will give you stuff, some of my expertise. And by the way, guys, I'm absolutely an expert at the topic we're going to talk about today. Nobody is better at this than I am. But in all truth, I don't always walk my talk. Nonetheless, I'll teach you how to walk your talk anyway, because when I do, it works. How not to put your foot in your mouth. I'm really good at it. I'm good at both, actually. Really? How are you? Come on in. It's a daily boost from motivationtomove.com. So what's this show all about? It's the new year. A lot of y'all kind of meandering right now. Let's check this thing out. I happened to be surfing the charts in the Philippines and Saudi Arabia, and I found this thing called the Daily Boost. What is it? Nobody knows. We've been doing it 15 years now. Basically, it's this. Inside your little brain, your mind, you talk to yourself. It's like, self, boss of me, this is what I want to do, and I'm going to go do it. Yeah, let's do it. Come on. And then, you know, maybe a day or two go by, and you're like, okay, what do you say? And you didn't go after it. Why? Well, you're human, right? And your mind gets in the way. All kinds of crazy stuff is there. So what we do is we show up every single day and say, okay, all you basically have to do is this. I'm telling you, it's like going to the gym. The hardest part of going to the gym is opening the heavy door to get in there before you lift the heavy weights. If you can swing the door open, you'll be okay. Sometimes it's swinging the heavy blankets off you in bed if it's a cold winter day, right? Hardest part of getting what you want every single day, honestly, is get up in the morning and just turning me on. Let me linger on that for just a second. Let you think about that for a second. Just get up and turn me on, and we'll take it from there. How are you? Good to have you. I am fired up today. I am. It's me, Scott Smith, Chief Motivating Officer, founder here at motivationtomove.com. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Hey, we got a new Facebook group. Let me tell you about it, because some folks have messed up the first rule of the Facebook group. Number one, just go to facebook.com/groups/Daily Boost Podcast. Come on in. Now, you're going to have to ask. There's no secret password. It's not like a speakeasy or anything, but there are. You have to request to be a member, right? And then I'm not asking for your email. I'm not asking for a credit card or anything like that. I am saying, how long have you listened to the show? I am asking, what would you like to accomplish in the group? I am asking, what's your big ass goal? That's it. And I do state, if you don't answer those questions, you don't get to come in. So about 50% of the people who have tried to sign up, you're not a member. So go to facebook.com/groups/Daily Boost Podcast. Answer just a couple simple questions. It's just kind of one of the rules. And I'll let you in and we're having some fun. It's growing really fast. And this week, I think we'll fire it up even more. Okay. I hope to see you over there. So Monday, big question I've asked now forever. I keep trying to give it up, but people say, Scott, don't you dare. Remind me to do my homework. So since it's the first of the year, what the heck does it mean by do my homework? Well, it's this. It's you taking a few minutes today or tomorrow, or maybe every day if you're smart. I do it like every hour or every second of the day, I think. How's my life going? I ask myself that question. Where's my focus? How's my relationships? How's my job? How's my money? How's all that stuff? And the answer is really cool. If I like it and I'm content with it, then all I really have to do is figure out how to keep it that way. Because if you don't pay attention to it, it will go away. And the second part of that is if you don't like the answer, it's like, uh-oh, I got to change it. Do something. And don't worry about fixing it. Just go do something else, okay? That's the number one rule of a new habit, a new lifestyle. You've heard that, right? Don't try to change your habit. That's stupid. That's hard. Why would you ever do that? No. Just get busy doing something else. So do your homework. Ask your question, how's my life going? And whatever you like, focus in on keeping it that way, making it better. And whatever you don't like, just find something new to do. It's so, you know what I ought to do? I ought to do a program called Do Your Homework and charge you $1,000 for it, maybe $2,000 for it. Put it in a big old challenge course like everybody else does and just charge you a ton of money and then you'll do it. That may happen. I'm telling you, it just may. All right. So this show will be a little bit longer today because obviously I'm babbling on just a tad here. But, it's funny because I've been spending so much time chatting with you. And one thing I'm noticing is this. Is that everybody, no matter where you are in life, you can be 18 years old, turning 30, turning 40, turning 50, turning 60, turning 70. A friend of mine posted on Facebook the other day. She's older than I am by a good amount. And she's turning 70. And it was like, she's so melancholy about it. And I thought, well, I can get it, I guess. I was melancholy when I turned 29. But we all go through phases in our life. We all change during our life. And it's going to happen every single day. So don't you ever be arrogant enough to say, hey, I listened to the show and Scott's going through phases. He keeps changing. I've been doing this nearly 20 years now. I am going to go through phases and change. And so are you. So all we have to do is accept that. Take ownership of the fact that life is changing underneath us no matter what we do. And if we want to get what we want in life, we just have to focus on that. And eventually just do the work to get there. And that's what this show's all about. So anyway, I just wanted to say that a little bit here. So let's talk about not putting your foot in your mouth, huh? Have you ever caught yourself doing that? Somebody's going to go on the internet right there. Scott didn't get to the content until 5 minutes and 44 seconds in. It's a lot of content before that. But now we're getting to the good stuff, okay? The stuff, you know, that you waited for. Have you caught yourself ever doing or saying something that you thought you probably shouldn't have done? You swore you'd never do again. I've done it a lot. And I just kind of trained that way, to be honest with you. I grew up as a disc jockey, as a shock jock. That's where I started my whole career, was as a shock disc jockey back in the 80s and the early 90s. And I get paid basically to piss people off and to do things that I probably shouldn't be doing. Back in the day when you actually could, can't do that on radio anymore. Oh, it was fun when you could. Some of you know what I'm talking about. But you'd get paid and get rewarded. Imagine I'd go in the air and just basically make everybody mad and then get paid at the end of the week and get a bonus at the end of the rating period. So I was trained professionally. I was trained to do it. You haven't been. I have an excuse. You don't. But in any case, I have been triggered. You have been triggered to do things. Because if you decided something's not good for you and it's happening again and again and again and again and again and you keep doing it, man, something's going on, isn't it? Now, there's a lot of mind science here, a lot of neuroscience happening. I'm not going to bounce you between the prefrontal cortex and the limbic and the hippocampus and all. I'm not going to take you all around the mind right now. We'll do mind tours when we do something else. I'm not going to do it today. Nonetheless, there's stuff happening. That's all you have to know. It's frustrating, I know. And you've set the rules for yourself and you're not following those rules. But sometimes you put your foot in your mouth. Sometimes you put pizza in your mouth. Don't believe me. If you just started a diet, how long until you go overboard on a pizza or fall face first in a basket of French fries with an extra pitcher of beer to go with it? Huh? It's going to happen. Why did I do that? You were triggered by something. It's an emotional habit of something that has triggered you. It's just automatic. It's lying deep inside. You have set this pattern. Your mind loves patterns, a little bit of mind stuff. When you take it from your conscious memory back into your subconscious, not your unconscious probably. I don't think it's unconscious. It's way deeper than that. But when you take it back there, just in a matter of boom, 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 a couple of times, three, four times, your mind gets a pattern and starts repeating the pattern. So imagine if you've done it for 20 years. If you've done something for 20 years, there's no possible way that you're going to fix it the first time. You have to pay attention to it. It's called self-awareness. We'll talk more about self-awareness here in the coming shows. And those who are most self-aware, I am painfully self-aware. I know exactly what's going on almost all the time. It's those other times when I get caught that I'm just like everybody else. Controlling behaviors, though, that have been on autopilot for years is difficult. So what does it take to do that? Well, first off, you need to catch yourself. Self-awareness, right? And usually you're going to catch yourself after the fact. Notice your mistake and see it coming sooner next time. So in other words, something happens. You go, why did I do that? Stop and go, yeah, good question. Dummy, why? Right? Makes sense? I'm not asking you to do anything in advance. Not even think this thing through. I'm just saying, hey, when you catch yourself, all I'm really asking you to do is admit you did what you said you didn't want to do or wasn't good for you. That's it. Simple stuff. So your wife doesn't say, why'd you do that? Mm-hmm. Or your husband doesn't say, well, honey, why'd you do that? Do it and catch yourself after fact and go, okay, fine. So number two, catching yourself being triggered as it's happening. You're going to get better, okay? So this is what happens right in the middle of it. Oh no, it's happening again. I'm saying it. Why am I doing it? Done. pizza's being eaten. I'm just going to have one drink. The bottle's gone in an hour. Why did I do that? I said I wouldn't do that. Why did I say that to my wife? I actually like her. Oh, God, I knew I shouldn't have done that. Probably the alcohol, by the way. Just saying. So we catch it after the fact first, right? That's what we do. We're like, oh, crap, damn it, what I did. Got to do better next time. Next time comes around, you're right in the middle of it. Okay, I'm right in the middle of it. I'm going to stop right now. I can't. I have so many good metaphors for not being able to stop something midstream. I just have so many great. I'm not going to go there. No. I'm not going to talk like everybody else on the planet. Although when you think about it, you really should talk like everybody else on the planet because that's how people talk. Common sense, I know. A little Scott logic there. Number three, catching yourself before you act and stop it. That's the goal. That's it, isn't it? But can you catch yourself before and stop it? Well, here's what I do. And if you really want the advanced way of doing this, and this is actually how your mind works. Number, I just told you how it is, okay? Becoming self-aware of the fact you're doing something. That was one. Number two, and catch yourself in the act of doing it. In order to make number three work, actually avoiding yourself from going off track to begin with, there's really something you have to do before this. This is your homework part of it. As you're going through the process, understanding what the bad behavior is that's causing you to put your foot or your pizza in your mouth, then you just have to think through and say, well, okay, if that's the case, then what will I do next time I feel it coming on? What's the urge telling me to do? Now you have something to do, something to go and practice, and all you have to do is do that. So it could be to have a salad. I actually did that the other day. Simple. So what's going on here? Okay, so as of my birthday, November 21st of last year, I decided a couple things. First off, I have been rolling to the gym every single day. My goal is a year, 7 days a week doing that. I have been eating crazy, like 1,500 or 1,600 calories a day. Haven't had a sip of wine or beer or alcohol, nothing. I've stopped that for at least a year. And I'm going to stop it. I got to stop it. Now, I'll be talking about all this stuff I'm doing over in the Facebook group, facebook.com/group/DailyBoost Podcast, where the rule over there is if you're going to be around us, you got to be nice and you got to be cool. If you're not, you will be summarily kicked out of the group. But if you're cool, you want to hang out with cool people, come hang with us, get to know us a little bit. We're going to have some fun. Now, we're going to be back tomorrow because that's what I do. If I didn't come in and do a podcast, my wife would say, what'd you do today? And I'd have nothing to say. So tomorrow I'm going to come back and do this. In the meantime, you go do whatever you do so nobody says to you, what'd you do today? And you have no idea what it is, okay? It's just that makes sense. I'll see you tomorrow.